Once upon a time, in the magical land of Equestria, there were two regal sisters.
Ah, yes, the story of me and Luna.
For all the land. To do this, the eldest used her unicorn powers to raise the sun at dawn. The younger brought out the moon to begin the night.
We look so beautiful together, sister.
Balance for their kingdom and their subjects, all the different types of ponies. But as time went on, the younger sister became resentful.
Oh, I don't want to remember this. Can't I have this part of the story removed?
No way. This is the best part where you turn into an evil monster.
Discord, don't be rude!
Yeah, it's not her fault. She became Nightmare Moon!
No need to defend me. It was my fault. A result of my intrusive thoughts corrupting my very self.
Oh, fine. It was still awe-inspiring.
Wait, how would you know that? You were in a stone prison when Luna became Nightmare Moon!
Reluctantly, the elder sister harnessed the most powerful magic known to ponydom. The elements of harmony.
Oh, they look pretty!
Man, they're not that great.
She defeated her younger sister and banished her permanently in the moon.
Permanently? Is that how it's actually written?
I think I remember it being like that. Sorry.
And moon, and harmony has been maintained in Equestria for generations since. Elements
of harmony. Oh, there I am!
I know I've heard
without your wings, of course. No offense.
Could be
my little pony.
Until you all shared its magic with me.
Big adventure,
tons of fun,
a beautiful heart,
faithful and strong,
sharing kindness,
it's an easy feat,
and magic makes it all complete.
You have my pony.
Do you know you're all my very best friends?
There you are, Twilight.
Moondancer is having a little get-together in the West Castle courtyard. You want to
come? Oh, no. Not this moment. Wasn't until much later that I learned I hurt Moondancer badly by saying no to her party.
Does that pony do anything except study?
I think she's more interested in books than friends.
Some friends they are. But nothing you like that when your back was turned.
I do think it was a bit rude of them to say that. And there's Spike. Come to think of it, where's Spikey Wikey? Shouldn't he be here watching this with us?
Spike?
I think he said something about wanting to hang out with Big Mac instead. But he said he'd be around in the future, hopefully.
What's that for?
Well, it was a gift from Moondancer, but...
Oh, Spike, you know we don't have time for that sort of
thing. Ouch, that really stings.
No, 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 no!
Spike! It's over here!
Ah! Elements, elements, Aha! Elements of harmony. See Mare in the Moon?
Mare in the Moon? But that's just an old pony's tale.
Mare. Aha! The Mare in the Moon, myth from olden pony times. A powerful pony who wanted to rule Equestria, defeated by the elements of harmony and imprisoned in the moon. Legend has it that on the longest day of the thousandth year, the stars will aid in her escape, and she will bring about nighttime eternal. Spike, do you know what this
Again?
Is?
Again? They made a whole tale about me. No offense, sister, but I'm hoping you didn't know about the people who wrote these.
I think so, hopefully.
My dearest teacher, my continuing studies of pony magic have led me to discover that we are on the precipice of disaster.
Hold on. Press here.
To you be fair, I don't know how to spell precipice either!
Brink?
Oh, come on! That's easy to spell!
Something really bad is about to happen. For you see, the mythical Mare in the Moon is in fact Nightmare Moon, and she's about to return to Equestria and bring with her eternal night. Something must be done to make sure this terrible prophecy does not come true. I await your quick response. Your faithful student, Twilight Sparkle.
Twilight Sparkle! Got it!
Great! Send it.
Now?
Of course.
I don't know, Twilight. Princess Celestia's a little busy getting ready for the summer sun celebration. And it's like the day after tomorrow.
That's just it, Spike. The day after tomorrow is the 1,000th year of the summer sun celebration. It's imperative that the princess is told right away.
Impera?
Important!
Okay.
You know, I've always wondered how in the hay does Spike's fire breath connect to Celestia? Must be some pretty powerful magic.
The princess trusts me completely.
I certainly do.
My mentor, she's never once doubted me. I knew she would want to take immediate action.
My dearest, most faithful student, Twilight, you know that I value your diligence and that I trust you completely. Mm-hmm. But you simply must stop reading those dusty old books.
Are they really that dusty and old, Celestia? You know I love books.
Perhaps I was a bit too, what's the word, bossy? I apologize. I don't really see myself calling them such nowadays.
For the summer sun celebration in this year's location, Ponyville.
Ah, yes, the former chaos capital of Equestria.
An essential task for you to complete. Make some friends. Look on the bright side, Twilight. The princess arranged for you to stay in a library. Doesn't that make you happy?
Yes. Yes, it does. You know why? Because I'm right. I'll check on the preparations as fast as I can, then get to the library to find some proof of Nightmare Moon's return.
Then when will you make friends like the princess said?
She said to check on preparations. I am her student, and I'll do my royal duty, but the fate of Equestria does not rest on me making friends. Thank you, sirs.
Maybe the ponies in Ponyville have interesting things to talk
about. Look, it's me!
Come on, Twilight, just try.
Hello? Well, that was interesting.
Maybe that wasn't the best way to say hello, but I really wanted to plan a big party for you.
Celebration, official overseer's checklist. Number one, banquet preparations, Sweet Apple Acres.
Yeah!
Look, there I am!
Let's get this over with. Good afternoon. My name is Twilight Sparkle.
Well, how to do, Miss Twilight. A pleasure making...
Wow, she's got quite a grip. I'm almost jealous.
Oh, thanks.
Actually...